From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Thursday, February 23rd. Coming up, pandemic-era federal funding has allowed schools to invest in mental health support. But what happens when that funding stops? We'll learn more from Peter Medlin coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. An asbestos problem at a local elementary school led the Urbana School Board to vote Tuesday night to close it this summer. Illinois Student Newsroom's May Antar has more.
For the past couple of weeks, community members have fought to prevent the closure of Wiley Elementary School. Now, the board, citing concern about health and safety of the community, has voted on just that. For Wiley parent Mabruka Yazidi, these concerns of health and safety don't seem genuine.
So I'm really angry. Why are we there tomorrow if it's that dangerous? This is not the last that they're going to hear from us, and it's going to get ugly probably.
Wiley third grade teacher Valerie Willits says she is beyond devastated by the news of the board's vote. Now that they've determined to close Wiley and plan to address the asbestos, board members say they can begin to plan Wiley's future. I'm May Antar, Illinois Student Newsroom.
Illinois police recruits must now complete training on the importance of gathering and analyzing evidence to avoid wrongful convictions. The course was developed by the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign Police Training Institute in 2016. Director Michael Schlosser says initially there was little interest in the course.
Right now, the Illinois Law Enforcement Training and Standards Board, with the leadership of Keith Calloway, when he took over as the executive director, he saw the importance of this. And he decided, hey, this is important. We need to find room for this class because it is extremely valuable.
The course includes conversations with attorneys from the Illinois Innocence Project and individuals who have been wrongly convicted. The goal is to make police cadets aware of how a wrongful conviction affects one's life. Yesterday was the beginning of Lent, a season of repentance and fasting. But before the austerity begins, many take part in one last day of excess with food, drink, music, and dancing. Illinois Student Newsroom's Owen Henderson visited one such celebration on the University of Illinois campus.
To some, it's Mardi Gras. For others, it's Fat Tuesday. In the Krannert Center lobby, celebrators call it Carnival. The room is full of people eating, gambling, and dancing to live music from the university's Latin Jazz Ensemble before they all parade into the Follinger Great Hall for a performance of Spanish and Portuguese music from around the world. Hannah Malk is one of the revelers. She says she celebrates Carnival every year, and she's glad to see many cultures and traditions represented in the show.
I love seeing the diversity of Latin American cultures and being able to experience it with people from all over the world here in Urbana is really exciting.
This was the show's second year, but organizers say they're hoping to turn it into an annual event, party and all. I'm Owen Henderson, Illinois Student Newsroom.
Students, parents, and staff at Schlarman Academy's North Campus in Danville staged a walkout yesterday. It follows the abrupt departure of two administrators from the Catholic Junior and Senior High School, Assistant Principal Mark Janeski and Dean of Students Courtney Hemker. The Danville Commercial News reported the Diocese of Peoria fired Hemker while Janeski was pressured to resign. Janeski is a former Schlarman principal who came out of retirement to assist Principal Barb Rue, who remains at the school. In an email to parents and staff, Janeski says he was asked to resign after questioning the diocese about the future of the school and the possible loss of teachers due to a change in administrative policy. Illinois Newsroom has reached out to the Diocese of Peoria for comment, but has not heard back from them. Still to come, we'll take a closer look at the present and future of mental health support in schools. We'll get that story from Peter Medlin coming up next on 217 Today.
The esteemed Dr. Max Lieberman and Detective Inspector Oscar Reinhardt return for a third season of Diabolical Mysteries in Vienna Blood. In these new episodes, the duo investigate cases centered around a luxury fashion house, the Chinese antiquities trade, and the budding world of Austrian cinema. They crack cases with Max's extraordinary understanding of human behavior and Oscar's practical experience. Learn how to watch this and other mysteries as a friend of WILL at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. 37% of high school students in the U.S. report regular mental health struggles. Pandemic-era federal funding has allowed schools to invest in mental health support. Peter Medlin has more on what that looks like.
Students in the Lamoille School District don't have a full-time school social worker or psychologist. For tiny rural districts like it, which only has 170 students, that's not unusual. Rural schools are much less likely to offer mental health services than urban and suburban schools. Katie Shavokas is a part-time school counselor at Lamoille High School, and she says they really need a social worker.
We have had such a significant increase for our mental health needs amongst our high school students. Well, not just our high school students, all students in general. The only kids that get services are the ones with IEPs.
Now, that's going to change. Shavokas recently helped Lamoille, along with a consortium of six other rural districts, win a $6.8 million federal grant to bring more mental health support to their students. Shavokas says it was her first time ever writing a federal grant, but she thinks teaming up with other small schools in desperate need of those services helped them stand out.
Also, it is that we're a rural area, and the statistics were astounding as far as that our kids are really in jeopardy for depression, anxiety, substance abuse.
The school-based mental health services grant through the U.S. Department of Education will help all seven rural Illinois districts hire and retain mental health staff and increase the number of providers serving students. That includes five social workers, a counselor, a behavior interventionist, a school psychologist, and screeners. It also funds professional development opportunities, social-emotional curriculum, and parent outreach. There's also a licensed mental health professional who will split their time between five schools. Just in Lamoille, they're getting their social worker along with two extra mental health professionals one day a week. And on top of that, they'll be able to retain the social work services they already provided to special education students. Retention is a crucial part of that equation. Denise Onbau is the principal at Mendota High School, another rural district which is part of the grant. She says federal emergency relief funding, called ESSER, has helped them add more mental health support staff over the past few years of the pandemic. They've been able to bring in outside counselors to give students one-on-one counseling at school.
Because it's really hard for our parents to drive kids to Princeton, LaSalle, Ottawa, wherever they need to go for these sessions. It's a burden. It's really hard for them.
Mendota partnered with their local regional office of education to train in mental health first aid and how to identify students who need support. They expanded health curricula and brought in mental health professionals to present to the whole school. But ESSER is one-time funding that will expire, and it makes hiring staff more complicated when you don't know how long you'll be able to keep paying for them, especially at rural schools that have a hard time staffing these positions even when they have the money. But Onbau says the five-year grant allows them to continue those mental health services that they started through ESSER.
That's such a benefit, especially to our rural schools where we have such a struggle having access to these, you know, mental health supports.
The DeKalb Public School District is not part of that federal grant program, but ESSER funding has allowed them to significantly increase the number of mental health professionals on staff. Before COVID, the district had 35 mental health professionals, including counselors, social workers, and psychologists. And since 2020, they've added nine more, seven of which are funded through ESSER. DeKalb Director of Student Services Kyle Gertis says it was a massive opportunity.
We really wanted to bolster our early intervention, early childhood up through that fifth grade, that elementary age, to ensure that we're always have staff that are available to respond to students that have what we would consider more crisis needs. But that doesn't pull away from our ability to provide preventative support or to push into classrooms and provide social-emotional learning lessons that all students get.
And he says the district is in a financial place to keep those positions even after ESSER expires. But not every school can keep up the mental health support that they put in place during the pandemic. There are other efforts like allowing students five mental health days off. But Gertis says you can have all the programs you want, but it won't matter much if you don't have trained people in those roles to help kids. And he says they have to, because the mental health struggles so many of their kids experience aren't going away anytime soon. I'm Peter Medlin.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll have partly cloudy skies today, with temperatures falling into the mid-30s. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Farah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by May Antar, Luis Velasquez, Owen Henderson, Jim Meadows, and Peter Medlin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.